Wednesday, Holocult. You know what that means. Welcome to the night shift.
We out. We're gonna
talk about some weird stuff, probably. Maybe some not so weird stuff.
Yeah, that's always on the table.
The world is our oyster.
Hmm.
Which is gross, because I don't like oysters.
Same. Same. But, I mean, kind of adds up, really, if you think about it.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fucking fact. How's everybody doing? Well, let's start the night off by hitting the like button, the notification bell, the follow, whatever YouTube uses, can't remember. Keep that up. Share this live with about 63 of your closest friends and family. Enemies works too. Sometimes those things probably coincide with one another.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome everyone. How's everybody's Wednesday going? How's the week going? Good.
It's good. Work.
Yeah, I feel that. I did not go to work yesterday. I called off.
Good for you.
Yeah, had some stuff I needed to take care of. Good. So, got that sorted.
Work's overrated anyways.
Yeah, that's a fact. Wind rain here in Chicago. We're probably about 5 hours south Chicago.
Yeah, 4 to 5.
It was nice here today.
3 if you're driving aggressively.
Like an asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, my allergies are winning too. I trimmed up to cut the grass and they are beating my ass. What do we got going on here? People, Twiz specifically, digging the Oklahoma City episodes. They were rippers,
man. The second one was pretty awesome.
You know what we didn't talk about in those? I was thinking about it as I was driving home from Walmart today. The 169th victim, the extra leg.
Oh, shoot.
So I'm thinking about like maybe doing a Patreon.
Oh, good call.
For that.
Yeah, we should definitely link up one night and do that, because I totally meant to write that, but I got so carried away with everything else.
And I even had it in my notes to remind you. And I was like, you were fucking lobbing them in there. And I couldn't even pay attention to what I wanted to do, because I was just in on it.
I did have somebody message me on Instagram about he knows somebody who's been looking into that for a very long time. And he's ex-military. And he's like, you should get him on the show. And I was like, I'll reach out and see if he's willing to come on and spread some knowledge. Cause if he's looked in it for a long time, he's probably got more details than we do.
Oh yeah. Dangerous game he's playing though.
Oh yeah, for sure.
As we know. And I figure like that could be like a whole set between the Terry Yeeke, and then we do the 169th victim. And then
yeah, for sure.
Have those two be a whole set on Patreon would be cool. Yeah. What else we got going on? Weirdness. Haven't been very present, if I'm being honest with everybody, the last couple weeks. A lot of stuff going on. So haven't been social media in a whole lot. Just kind of rolling with the punches. I did see the beginning to our AI overtaking, our AI overlords have started. I saw that Thailand just released the first AI police officer.
Oh, I saw that too.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
They're going to start implementing them into the workforce. I pulled up a page here, maybe. This may be broken also.
I could use one on my crew at work. Made my life a lot easier.
That'd be sick. Let me share this here. Let me screen share and we can all see what our future looks like. Talk amongst yourselves here.
Oh, see, now I'm not for that. The
preemptive yeah. incarceration.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not trying to go down that one.
Terminator was a documentary. Yeah.
Was.
We shall see. Okay, I'm going to screen share for everybody in here. If you're just listening to the show, you're missing out because now you don't get to see AI policemen.
Womp, womp.
Here we are. Thailand rings in new year with drone and CCTV powered robot cop. Although it may have chilling technology like 360-degree AI cameras, the police robot's full potential is unknown. That's a terrifying statement. Don't like that.
It is. To be fair, it is pretty intimidating looking.
Yeah, the whole, like, blank face is awful.
It's pretty intimidating.
So on April 16th, Thailand's Royal Thai Police introduced their newest colleague, AI Police Cyborg 1.0.
Yes.
In a Facebook post stating that the robot was deployed on Thonson Road in Muang District.
It's one photograph. Not a nefarious name at all.
No, Cyborg 1.0. Take care of this jaywalker. So as he awesome. Rips his throat off.
It's so good.
Dressed in a police uniform while it stands on a wheeled metal platform lined by other officials. I love how they're just like, we don't know what it's capable of, but we're gonna let it go out here.
Also a valid point.
Dude, I saw a picture. It wasn't this specific article, but it showed let me get that in a frame so while we're talking here. It showed him standing with the human cops, and he's like 3 feet taller than the rest of them.
That's the one I saw, is where he's with the human cops, and he had like a circle light, like a light ring in the middle of its face.
You can kind of see it right in there a little bit.
Yeah.
Behind the mask. Cyborg Cop 1.0 has officially made it onto the workforce.
I feel like that type of technology is not good for police officers.
Oh, that's a good point. He was standing on a platform. Well, that's true. I like to think that he's 10 feet tall, personally.
Yeah, I'm with Steve.
We've seen this happen. Everyone's seen RoboCop 1 and RoboCop 2. Like, we know what's going to happen. RoboCop was
a good guy.
Yeah, but the giant alternate robot was not a good guy.
Yes, you're right. I was focusing on the hero of the story, not the giant decimator.
Yeah. What if they just program, like, anyone breaking the law, capital punishment? So he sees a jaywalker and he just, like,
done.
Finished.
It would be, I don't know. Like I said, I could see that them being extremely useful in a lot of applications. Law enforcement, not so much.
Yeah, there's a moral boundary there that I feel like it takes a human to decide the actions.
Yeah,
like there's gray areas between like how like wrong and right things are.
I absolutely.
Like, I don't think you can program. Hey, Holocult. Do you remember a time where if you wanted weed, you had to meet up with some sketchy dude behind the dumpster in a Denny's parking lot? Well, you don't have to do that anymore because you can get federally legal THC shipped right to your front door. How can you get that done? With Mood. Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/HOLO and enter coupon code HOLO. I'm talking high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. Every Mood product is made from pesticide free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to mood.com/HOLO, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use coupon code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
The robot to distinguish between breaking a minor law and breaking a major law, you'd think.
Yep.
We're overpopulated.
Even statistically, like, I know it kind of sounds cliche, but somebody already brought it up, the iRobot. You know, that was one in the movie. That was one reason why Will Smith's character hated the robots, because it ran off pure statistics, because he wanted the robot to save someone else instead of him. But statistically, he was the easier one to save, so they let the other one die. And he's like, dude, no. You're not supposed to save me. You're supposed to save the little kid or the woman, you know?
They're just not capable of making those kind of decisions.
Right. As far as trimming trees goes. Yeah. Yeah.
Send them up. Send them up.
I got you.
Yeah. That's crazy that this thing is on the streets now.
It's wild. It is crazy.
Wild times.
And isn't, I could be way wrong here. You said it was Taiwan?
Thailand.
Thailand. Okay, because I know one of them places over there is pretty freaking safe, so I don't really know why you'd need to implement something like this, but if there's street gangs over there, it's going to be a badge of honor for the first one to take it out.
Oh, yeah. And, like, just stating, like, We don't know what it's capable of. I feel like you should know what it's capable of before you put it out into the public.
Yeah. That's also an extremely valid point there. The unknown variables are devastating.
Yeah. I think somebody needs to send RoboCop 1 and RoboCop 2 to the Royal Thai Police Force. Say, this is kind of what you're doing.
Yeah,
a little bit.
They just got excited, that's all.
Yeah, we're just gonna this is a test run. What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah,
what's the worst that can happen? Oh, new movie coming out. Guy cuts his sex robot loose, then she goes around killing everyone.
That reminds me of the one that I can't think of her name, but she was in Transformers. Megan Fox. I like the one she was in, because she kind of does that. Except she was supposed to be a nanny, got turned into some other stuff, and then she just started offing people.
It's crazy that, like, that's a real thing now. Robots. I mean, robots are always been real, but now, like, they're really real.
They're getting there. I think AI and robots have their place, but it's there's some fine lines there. There's some fine lines.
Yeah, I feel like they could totally be very useful, obviously. Especially, like, putting them in scenarios where people can, like, a regular human could get hurt, and the efficiency is going to be through the roof. And
yeah,
but things that take like emotion based decisions, probably keep them out of that.
Yeah, not the best idea.
Probably keep them out of that. Twiz said something up here. Black Mirror episode Betting War. I did see that there was a new season of Black Mirror, but I haven't started watching it yet. I heard him talking about it on the radio. I haven't watched. Did I watch all the other ones? I can't remember.
I watched the first two.
Me too. Some of them were. Whew.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, one of the first ones might have been the first one. Almost turned me off of the whole series. I was like, okay, this is too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Glad to see you pop in, Brother John.
Much love, man.
Hope all's well.
Missed you today.
What else? Oh, I got one more thing pulled up here we can talk about for a little minute. Apparently someone used ChatGPT to develop a sound wave, essentially, to summon UFOs.
Oh, shit. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Did it work? Did it.
I don't know.
Can you jack the sound wave?
I posted it on TikTok.
All right. So save that. And then when I'm over to record, we'll go outside and play it.
And play it as loud as we can. I'll screen share it and let everyone see. And then I'll jump on the TikTok and play the audio through.
And so was that ChatGPT's like own interpretation of it? Did he give it any guidelines or any references or anything?
Let me double check here.
Or did he just go, hey, make me a sound that'll summon UFOs? And it goes, okay.
Says, all right, bet.
Because if it just says okay, that's concerning on a lot of different fronts there.
Let me see if there's, I don't know if there's any context behind it or not. Probably not. So I guess they just ask if there was any wavelength that, if there was any wavelength that could summon UFOs. And this is what ChatGPT gave him back. Frequencies to summon UFOs. 3 gigahertz attracts jellyfish-like UAPs, possibly organic and biomechanical craft, and seeking a frequency that resonates with craft associated with Palladian or Nordic beings would logically involve 1. Known UAP hot frequencies, speculative UFOlogy based. These are often referenced in contactee claims, declassified documents, and civilian investigations. Then it talks about all these gigahertz and megahertz here. This is the hydrogen line, a universal constant in the radio spectrum, a frequency SETI focuses on for potential alien communication. Some whistleblowers claim Nordic Palladian craft use frequencies near this range for communicating or tracking. This is the based range or on the golden ratio, often considered sacred geometry by those who believed advanced species use mathematically harmonious frequencies. 2.4 gigahertz, a common band for Earth-based communication, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth, but sometimes noted in UAP activity due to its interference patterns or potential attraction of surveillance-type UAPs. 432 megahertz, in metaphysical circles, this frequency is called the harmonic of the universe. It's seen in music, meditation, and Palladian channelings. Then they give you more hertz and reasons why. Oh, this is the same thing, really. To, I guess, just attract Nordic and Palladians. So
I'm with it.
Yeah. A lot of people have been putting them into like soundboards and stuff, trying to create them. And there's been a lot of different ones. I'll see if I can't pull up the one.
So I guess in the end, it's really not that, it's not that concerning, because ChatGPT would probably just scour the internet for what other people have came up with, you know?
Yeah. Like probably found a lot of these frequencies that have been referenced in UFO materials and then popped them all together. Okay. This is the one that I found. It's going to get loud. Sounds like a dial tone right now.
It's weird.
So this is how you summon a UFO. Ew.
Now everyone's going to have UFOs tonight.
Hell yes, I hope so. That'd be... that was it. That was all I sent. Same thing over and over again. Just that weird dial tone and then that screech. So, yeah. If you want to summon a UFO, go to my TikTok and turn it out. Turn it up. Go to the Hollow Sky TikTok and turn it up as loud as you can. Just let it rip. And then let us know what happens. If you get abducted, we're not responsible. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Yeah. True. True.
Fire alarm that needs a new battery. Yeah. What do we got going on? Robot cops and ChatGPT aliens. Who would win in a battle? Robot cop or ChatGPT alien?
I think I'm going to start a group in Instagram, or not Instagram, Patreon, and we're all going to try to astral project.
Good.
Yeah, I'm thinking about buying some books on astral projection and then just reading them and then kind of plot them out. And then on Patreon, we just all of us kind of do it together and see what happens.
I went to the Half Price bookstore one day last week, and they had an old ass book on astral projection.
Oh, you should have bought it.
In the 50s.
That one probably guaranteed work.
Yeah, the dude who wrote it's probably still astral projecting to this day.
Probably.
Just cruising around.
Although it's actually rather disturbing because apparently I didn't know this was a thing. Recently found out about it when I was investigating. What was I investigating? I don't remember. Anyways, I found out that there are a lot of people that are very interested in astral projection. However, most people are interested in astral projection for intimacy. Yeah, that's what the majority of them apparently are going into the astral plane.
Intimacy how?
I don't know.
Like finding another astral projector to...
I think so.
To
yeah.
I hang think. Out with?
And if you remember in the... I cannot remember the episode, but it was on one I did. And that happened while they were practicing. Do you remember that? When they were all practicing at the...
Yeah.
Yeah. And it happened while they were doing it.
I mean, leave it to humans.
Right? Bunch of skis balls.
Yeah. Or who said that? Chucky, where they give out free classes on it at the Monroe or through the Monroe Institute website. Astral projection classes. We'll have to look into that.
Oh, yeah, it's something to try.
Astral project and chill.
See what happens.
Yeah, take the class on the Monroe Institute website. Olivia says, just saw a post on Reddit of a guy interacting with aliens and his scrotum tubes were ripped and a huge knot appeared in his eye after contacting them with a laser for a while.
Well, yeah, you don't. Everybody knows you don't shine lasers at stuff.
And that's, I mean, it's
big eyes.
It's aliens. They're also obviously going to do sus stuff.
Yeah. But everybody's a little bit testy when you shine a green laser in their eyes.
Was that a ball joke? Testy?
No.
That was solid. That's been the highlight of my week. Your testy joke. The astro gliders. That's solid.
That's a solid one. A
bunch of comedians in this motherfucker tonight. There is. You guys crack me up. But I think that's a solid idea for the Patreon.
I mean, why not, right?
I can't.
There's a lot of books on the old Amazon that are pretty cheap. And I'm like, you know what? What's going to hurt? Spend a couple bucks, go through it with everybody, see if anybody wants to do it together. Why not?
It's a win-win to me.
Yeah. Why not, right? I saw somebody sent me this, which I love. I love because I'm a huge fan. So aren't you, of like native lore and stuff. But somebody sent me a video on dream catchers. And he's like, they're better. I don't know if it's the correct terminology or if they're better described as dream snares. And it was interesting because he didn't go fully into it, but it was cool to hear that there's like a whole story behind the dream catcher. And he's like, they're not going to work properly if they're not made properly. Like with the right medicine, with the right blessings, you gotta have like a ceremony and have the spider woman come and bless it because she's the protector and all this shit. And I was like, that is so cool. So awesome.
I want
a legit dream snare.
That would be sick. I guess I never thought about like the intentions and stuff that go into them being made, because like every gift shop in the world sells fucking dream catchers.
Right. And I'm not trying to get one of those. I'm trying to get a legit, but I would want it to be gifted too. I don't want to be like, hey, let me buy this off of you. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
that's not like, I don't know. I just view that as not intentional.
Where do the dreams go after they're caught?
That's a good question. But the way he was describing it was kind of crazy because I don't know if he was like referring to demons or just negative entities out there in the world. But he was saying like, which, you know, you can roll it around however you want, but they can make you like not remember your dreams, have bad dreams, make it to where you can't sleep very good. All these different symptoms of, you know, and of course people experience those things on the regular in today's market. But I don't know. I found it extremely interesting. It made me want to look into it a little bit more. So hopefully I'll get some time and I'll be able to dig around.
Yeah, that's everybody in the chat saying it works better if you make your own.
Oh, interesting.
It traps the bad spirits and then the sun burns them up. And then you're good. Sun burns them up. That makes sense. That's fucking sick.
He did say that it, you want to use the sun to cleanse it every once in a while.
And the medicine isn't to be bought. It has to be gifted.
See, that's how I feel about it.
That's interesting.
That's how I feel about it.
Touch back on the dude who had his penar tubes ripped out. That Reddit post has a pic of his eye with the knot and some handprints on his window if anyone is interested.
That's gross.
I think it's on the alien subreddit. Yeah. I don't like it.
That'd be gangster, Rachel. So maybe
that would be sick. Summer. That would be sick. But yeah, I'm not trying to get my tubes tore out, tied in knots by aliens.
Haha, joke's on you. I already got mine out.
Yeah, tie that in a knot.
Sucks to suck.
Aliens.
Come get it, bruh.
I have a bunch of grouse feathers I can use. The healing devil's club for the wood. Oh, that's sick. Salt water for evil eye amulets. I need to learn some stuff.
I almost bought a book the other day on magic and how to like send, like, I think I saved it in my, like on our Amazon thing. And I made my own like little book list. I think I saved it, but it was on magic and how to identify magic and how to almost repel / send back negative magic that's being sent your way. Dude, that sucks. I didn't think about that. No, never mind. Go away. I don't want to smoke. Because I am not, and I repeat, I am not going through that surgery again.
I have a book back there that I can't ever pronounce right, the demonolatory. I don't know, but it's got a bunch of like how to do blood rituals and shit in it. Haven't tried it out because how am I going to know if it works or not? I don't know.
I mean, there's probably some obvious signs at that point.
But it's back there. I've looked through it. It's got some stuff in it. I don't know if it works, but I guess what's entry to blood magic? Anyone want to help me out here?
I feel like there's not any like
what's entry level to blood magic?
Yeah, I don't know if there is entry level. Like, there's no soft landing when it comes to blood magic. You're just all in.
Even Twiz is like, no, stop. I do have bells hanging on my back door, actually. Yeah.
You know, I don't want that to be true. Black-eyed kids are just alien human hybrid children coming to visit their parent.
No, they can stay outside.
That's where I'm at. I don't know you. You didn't grow up around me.
Heard reverse vasectomies lead to black-eyed kids.
Probably accurate.
Oh,
I ain't going reverses either.
We went from AI police force to summoning UFOs to
how the night shift goes, man.
Reverse vasectomies to blood magic. Love spells can use blood.
I'm good.
They do have a lot. Like, there's a lot of rituals in that book. Like monetary rituals and all kinds of stuff. It was the one that I found at a Texas Half Price book that was locked away with like all the religious books.
Oh yeah. Good call. You should totally read that sometime.
I just saw it and I was like, yeah.
Or lay it in front of Lucy and see what happens.
They're on the same shelf almost.
Oh, that's good.
It's the one that, JJ was like, do you like have any sort of like protection bringing all these books into your house? No. I don't even know how to read. How's that for protection?
Yeah. Now that I got a tablet and no room, all mine just go to the tablet now.
Yeah. I do. If I ever have to move.
Yeah, we got a lot of books.
It's going to be heavy.
Yeah, I don't have any room, so it makes sense to have my tablet.
Oh, yeah. It's way more convenient, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I can take it places, read in the dark better, so on and so forth.
It's hard to find a lot of these older books, like... And then, like, opening them and shit, I'm worried they're going to fall apart.
Yeah, that's true, too. I also saw, which, drum roll, new end of the world prediction date.
Hell yeah. You know that? No, tomorrow?
2027.
Still a lot of work in between now and 2027.
That's new with the Pope, being the last Pope. And
oh, yeah.
The prophecy of popes or whatever it was, where they found a book in the Vatican that predicted all of the popes from like 1143 on or something crazy like that. And that judgment day is supposedly coming, which in all reality and honesty, judgment day is kind of a vague statement at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Look at our ratings and reviews. We're judged all the time.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I forgot the Pope died.
Yeah.
Sets off doomsday speculation. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That's like a...
Yeah.
He's like the head honcho.
It's crazy. There has been a lot of posts about it. And then I've been seeing like the resurgence of videos comparing... worshiping Satan to all the religious, like his ceremony and stuff, his funeral and what have you. Like there was a bunch of symbolism that kind of coincided. I'm like, man, that's like, I'm just dumb enough in both worlds that it catches my attention where I'm like, really though? Like, is this really a thing?
I tried to tell you they got a 30-foot demon locked underneath St. Peter's Basilica.
That would be fucked up.
I've never been there, but uh, Klaus Schwab stepped down from the WHO the same day the Pope died.
Maybe he's going to try to be the next Pope.
I would track.
Would surprise me none.
I would track.
Either way, the world's currently working. Why not?
Yeah. It's crazy. Crazy times.
Something else I had saved, too. Eh. I can't remember what it was.
Hey, Dylan, it's Wednesday. You know what that means?
Oh, yeah. I saw a video, and I don't know if it's real or not. But it's a pretty compelling, pretty interesting video, I should say. It's of this guy. He's from Alabama. I'd be curious if anybody else has seen this video. But apparently he worked. I don't know the official terminology for it, but he helped put the, I guess like a caretaker or something. He helped put the caskets in the ground.
Oh, and I did see this.
Yeah, homeboy started asking questions about why it was so light, and now like basically his life is being threatened.
Yeah, he
posted about it and so on and so forth.
I didn't see that his life was being threatened. Context of the video, this guy digs graves as a part-time job, right? And he was working on a grave, and they were getting ready to like lower the casket into the ground before they bury it. And he realized that it was like too light to have a human in it, right? Like you think 180-pound human or 150-pound human, whatever. It's like, this is super light. So he asked the actual full-time caretaker, and dude said, don't ask questions you're not ready to know the answers to.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he just kind of sat on that. I didn't hear he was getting threatened, like,
yeah,
his life is being threatened shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
What do you think's going on with that?
So I'm guessing he posted that video on TikTok. Other socials, but people in the TikTok comments were talking about like them liquefying bodies and shit. I don't know what, like,
that's how it was on Instagram.
If you're gonna put it in the ground anyway, like what does it matter?
See, what I was like, initially my brain went to maybe drugs or something, but then people started bringing up what they're actually doing is they are, Twiz basically said it, they're taking bodies, black marketing them off, and then they'll essentially rinse and repeat with the casket. So then they'll sell the same casket again, and it's like a never-ending cycle of turning money.
There has to be like a time period to where you can harvest organs, though. By the time it makes it to the funeral parlor, that shit's probably gonna be dead and gone. Maybe. I don't know
either, man.
I've never harvested organs, so I don't know the ins and outs of it.
Have the desire to do so.
Bodies are worth money, that's true. It's weird. I wouldn't put it, but like you hear wild ass shit all the time anyway. Like there's funeral homes and stuff that they just like the funeral home was shut down. They'll go down there and there's like 40 bodies in the basement where they didn't even mess with it.
Locked up. I didn't know that was a thing. They use body parts to demo health stuff in expos, allow surgeons to try equipment on site. Oh, it's like,
that wouldn't shock me.
Going to test in a Milwaukee drill.
Yeah.
We got a new scalpel here. Try it out.
We're just going to use this on like Kyle's forearm over here.
Yeah, yeah.
People did used to eat mummies.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That's gross.
Yeah. What episode did we bring that up?
I don't remember, but that was gross.
Yeah.
Because if I remember, it was kind of off topic on the episode, too. Like it was kind of a curveball a little bit.
Was it the Lovelock Cave?
Maybe.
They were talking about mummifying them. I think it was.
That sounds right.
I think it was. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe there's a black market cannibal ring. There's one thing I hate about the Midwest. It's all the damn cannibals.
You know, unfortunately, that actually makes sense.
Yeah. Main organs are bagged and put back in the chest cavity. That's what they want you to think. When they're really being sold to the 5-star Michelin restaurant down the street.
Twiz has probably seen Bad Boys 2. That'd be my guess.
Soylent Green as people.
Oh, no, that's the thing. We are ready to hear the truth. That's why we're here.
Let's hear the horrific truth. Cannibalism was mentioned on the Higher Side chats lately. Well, you heard it here first.
Interesting. Oh, I hope that's not true.
Bad Boy for Life.
My man.
I mean, fast food uses every other feasible kind of meat, so it wouldn't be that shocking. There's like...
There's been a lot of rumors over the years about that.
Human... A little bit of human flesh sprinkled in.
Isn't it a statistic that, like, it is human flesh is found in fast food? Like, it's a thing. I think it's like minuscule amounts, but it's there.
I don't know. But I mean, I wouldn't be that shocked.
I mean, I saw a dude get his thumb cut off at Kraft Foods once.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, it was like Kool-Aid popsicles. You know what I'm yes. talking about? They freeze them and stuff. He was working on that machine. Stuck his hand up in there to clear a jam. And the serrated blade that cuts the end of them. Bink.
Oof.
He didn't even make a noise. I think it was such a shock to him.
And then he was probably sharp as fuck, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm sure. And then he was more pissed that he wasn't going to be able to play PlayStation anymore.
I mean,
I was fair. Like, dude, that's fast.
It's fair. That's fast. KFC had a cannibalism commercial. I think that's been making its rounds lately. Cannibalism has been a hot topic here lately.
Why?
I don't know. People are talking about it. I haven't watched the KFC cannibalism commercial, but people were talking about it on the old talk there.
Actually, Chris, since the old vidivid, I don't like hot dogs no more. They ruined hot dogs for me. My whole palate changed after that.
I haven't had a hot dog in a long time.
I don't mess with them anymore. It tastes too weird. I don't like any soda except for Coke. Can't drink any soda except that. That's the only one I can tolerate.
Worked in a butcher shop years ago and have seen fingers sliced off. Dylan, is he still in here? Dylan knows what it's like to butcher your own hand meat while you're butchering. Nothing will stop me from having that in me. There was a guy that fell in the bottler at Pepsi. Remember that?
No.
Was that might have been after you had escaped.
I think it was after. I don't remember that.
Yeah, killed him. They shut the whole thing down for like three days. Not very long, but yeah. I think it was 2014, maybe.
That place had some bad juju.
Yeah.
Because I actually called off the day that there was a, how do I word this, a pew-pew next door.
Yeah, I worked that day because I had to drive into the plant.
Yeah, it was snowy as shit, and I was like, I'm not going in today.
Yeah, what was that, right off 70 right there?
Yeah, 70 in Union.
Yep, I remember driving in, I saw all the cop cars and the ambulances.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit. And it was the building right in front of ours.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it on the news and I was like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't go in today.
Yeah. We had a
it'd been a bad deal.
A sales meeting that day. Doof. So yeah. Hot dogs.
We did get far off of today's starting point.
That's to be expected, though. That's why we don't ever have a plan.
Yeah, you can't with the night shift. The night shift is supposed to be kind of chaotic in its own right.
I did see a weird statistic I probably mentioned before, but I'm going to mention it because we're talking about stuff in food. They say people that handle cockroaches a lot develop an allergy to them. They also...
Who handles cockroaches a lot?
It gets worse.
Oh.
Okay. So people who handle cockroaches a lot develop an allergy to them. They also develop allergies to certain ground coffees.
Okay. Where are we going? Where's the worst part here? Where's it getting bad?
Cockroaches in your coffee.
Oh, gross. I don't drink coffee though, so I'm solid.
Me either. So
coffee just has always tasted like burnt toast to me.
Tastes like cockroaches to me.
That's probably a more accurate description, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I read that somewhere. Maybe it was on Reddit. I don't know if it's true, but they said, yeah, they also develop instant coffee. Whatever coffee has the most cockroaches in it. Oh, this is fucking true right here. If you want to go down a rabbit hole that will just absolutely terrify you, start Googling prion diseases.
Oh, for a second there, I thought that was a typo and they were trying to say prisons in the meat now. And I'm like, I don't know what that means, but it sounds terrifying.
Oh, no. Prion diseases are they're fucking crazy. So mad cow is one.
Yeah.
They're not hereditary. Some of them may be, but they can just pop up in the middle of your life. Like you could be having like just a great day, and then all of a sudden you get like fatal insomnia where you can't sleep till you die.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, there's some crazy ones. Like human health is sucks.
I thought you only like for Twiz commenting on the humans that eat humans, isn't it only if you eat the human brain? Aren't you pretty solid the rest of the way? Solid is probably not the right word to use there.
Something about Jeff knows.
He's smart. He does black light shit.
You get prion diseases from eating brain matter.
Chucky's probably got a lot of those old school black light posters. You know what I'm talking about, Steve? Like the mushroom on it and shit.
Yeah. Here, let's see what AI has to say about prion diseases. Prion diseases are rare. Apparently I have one that doesn't let me read. Prion diseases are a rare, fatal neurodegenerative disorder caused by abnormal misfolded proteins called prions that damage the brain. These diseases can be sporadic, inherited, or acquired through infection. Common human prion diseases include Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, variant CJD, and fatal familial insomnia. Fatal insomnia. Think about that. That's crazy.
It is crazy. Also not crazy is the fact that Twiz still has black light posters.
No, that's the least crazy thing that we've talked about is the fact absolutely that Twiz still has his black light.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
I'm trying to read what
these things do. Okay, well, I'm going to ask another question because Jackie brought it up, and I am currently watching the TV show The Last of Us. Highly fucking disappointed currently, but whatever. That's besides the point. What do we think the odds are of these fungus turning us to zombies? Where are we at on that?
Fungus is weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you're smarter than me, so...
Let me Google something to see if I got my information right. Let me check my sources.
Dave solved it. He said zero.
Who said that?
Dave, or however you say his name. Solved. He's like zero. Not happening.
Solved.
I hope it doesn't happen because it'd be terrifying.
Yeah, solved.
Now you can't prove that fungi is here to help us. Unless you have lengthy conversations with fungi. But then I revert back to, you should probably seek medical attention.
Okay. This is what I was going to say.
Right, Dave.
So, like, the Japanese subway system, right? They had the infrastructure built, and they were going about, like, trying to figure out how to streamline it. And they couldn't, mm-hmm. they couldn't quite nail it. So what'd they do? They used fungus. They used slime mold. It says the organism's unique.
So like out of Ghostbusters 2?
Yes.
Right? Yeah, with what's his face?
Yes. This organism's unique problem-solving abilities have not only captivated scientists, but have found practical applications in modern infrastructure design. A particularly fascinating example is how researchers in Japan utilized the slime mold's capability to redesign parts of Tokyo's sprawling subway system, because the slime mold will find the quickest path to where it needs to go.
That makes sense. That seems relatively smart.
Yeah. Smarter than the architects or whoever designs subways.
Steve.
Subwayitarians.
In form.
It's almost like we did an episode on this.
We did do an episode on this.
Did we?
We did.
Weird.
Right before C19 came through.
Yeah, listen. Okay, listen. Go back and you know what? I'll do the work. Go back and listen to that.
8888, I believe.
Yeah, CONOP 8888. Go back and listen to that and remember that we dropped that before the vid dropped. And listen to some of the things that were put in that CONOP whole scenario there. Like the wearing of the masks and the hand sanitizer is going to be the main like defense mechanism against the whole zombie spread.
Yeah.
Yeah. People still refer to that, like new listeners who go back and listen to it and then realize that we dropped that before 2020.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh shit. I wish we would have realized it, what we were talking about when it hit.
We definitely didn't put two and two together there.
We didn't have any idea what was coming.
We didn't have any idea of what's going on, and we still don't.
No, you're right. It's almost like we tried to warn ourselves what was coming, and we didn't listen. Probably,
man, that could have been our time travel thing, and we dropped the ball.
Or we had the ball, but current us were too dumb to know what game we were playing.
That one sounds more accurate.
Yeah.
As long as it involves us not knowing what the fuck's going on, then that makes sense.
Slime molds are smart.
Morels are tasty.
Yeah, I had some of those Sunday.
Oh, nice. Lucky. I haven't got any yet.
Dylan found some.
Did he also find like 80,000 ticks?
I didn't ask about the ticks.
Yeah, good call.
A gal that my mom's works with, her dad found like 75 pounds.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money off those.
That's crazy. It's crazy work. There was never, Twiz, sometimes a ball is just a ball, bud.
You know what? Go stare at your poster.
Don't get testies with Kyle. Okay. Back to the TikTok. Hey.
Pop open some Faygos and stare at your blacklight poster.
That's the only thing about this entire chat, this entire episode that makes any sense is that Twiz has blacklight posters.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I do love the fact that he still has them.
Dylan says, no ticks. I set myself on fire before I go into the woods.
I believe that. I feel like, Twiz, you're the type of dude that has changed out all your LED money saver lights, which are apparently a conspiracy at this point, but you've changed them all out for black lights. So your house only has black lights.
Are they the black light posters that you like color yourself? Like with dragons and shit and big mushrooms on them? Because that'd be sick. That would be sick.
I love it.
Shit, I forgot New Jersey's on fire.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't even know that
was a thing.
Yeah, New Jersey is real, and it is really burning. If the Pine Barrens are on fire, has the New Jersey Devil been seen yet?
Yeah, probably sitting in the middle of it.
Yeah, if it's the devil, he probably is just chilling.
Touche. But yeah, Chucky, that's what we've been saying this whole time, is that Twiz is peak male performance. He's the healthiest.
Just chugging Faygo. Just living his best life.
That's all that matters.
Far more scared of parasites than of fungus. Oh, well, we all have parasites right now, right? There's like,
can't fungi work like a parasite?
Fungi can build subway tunnels.
Yeah, so if they can do that, they can definitely make us do not cool stuff.
Yeah.
And I did see it on TV that it happened, so
I believe that it could be possible to engineer the functionality of fungi to weaponize it, unfortunately. Probably. We have some smart that sounded like a very smart comment. We have some smart listeners. That one I just read.
I didn't hear what I was reading. Twiz is about his black lights.
Oh. Kitty says, I believe
okay, that I read it too. I was going to ask, how do you back that up for us?
You put fungi on your weapons.
Oh. Oh, I mean, why not at this point? They put everything else on them.
All my blacklight posters are ICP twisted posters. All my bulbs are normal, but there are trash bags over the windows. That's fair. No matter how unhinged we get, the chat is always more unhinged.
It's definitely a ride. It's definitely a ride.
It's like the chat is like the third host of the night shift.
It is its own entity.
It's impressive. Ooh, there are definitely biological means to neurologically control an organism. All you need to do is find the mechanisms for the human brain.
A lot of big words there. I feel like you're pretty smart.
So if just use the fungus to hack the brain. Essentially turning you into a zombie. Maybe.
Why not?
I'm here for it.
Apparently, I mean, maybe that's the thing coming in 2027.
Zombie apocalypse?
Oh, fungi apocalypse. I love it.
Happens in other organisms. Yeah, there's that one, like, the one that like causes bugs to like walk into the water and kill themselves.
I've seen that one. That one's scary and gross.
Which, like, it wouldn't be that far away. Like, if it could lock into humans, that'd be something.
Isn't it interesting that humans almost seemingly have a barrier to a lot of this weird shit? Like the ultra weird parasites, or the ultra weird diseases and stuff like that.
Except for fatal insomnia.
Like there is an anomalous barrier there for whatever reason.
Speaking kind of in the same tone as like prion diseases, I was looking up like mental disorders, and there's some wild ones in there too.
Think.
Yeah, like where you think all of your family's been replaced with lookalikes. There's one where you think you're dead or dying, like you're rotting. Like you're just not alive anymore.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So what the fuck do you do? Like, are you just laying on the ground and you're just like, oh, I'm rotting and this sucks?
No, you're functioning, but you're dead functioning in your brain.
So does that technically make you a zombie?
In your brain, maybe.
Yeah.
What are some other ones? There's like phantom limb syndrome and all kinds of weird brain shit.
I've heard of that.
What else is there?
Do you think any of these are real, but they've been covered up or mislabeled in any way?
Like, what do you mean? Like somebody's actually really a zombie?
No, not so much that, but like schizophrenia or even the one that you just described about, you think your whole family's been replaced by clones, essentially.
I don't know.
I'm going to say I'm on the side of yes, that it's a possibility. Because A, I love possibility, and B, T-Twiz is on my side. That means that I'm right. But B, I think the human ego plays a huge part in all of that as well. Because I don't know that I buy that we fully understand everything about the human anatomy and all that jazz.
The brain.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. It's called Cotard syndrome or Cotard's delusion or walking corpse syndrome. It's a rare mental disorder in which the affected person holds the delusional belief that they are dead, they do not exist, they are putrefying, or they have lost their blood and internal organs. Statistical analysis of 100 patient cohort indicate that the denial of self-existence is present in 45% of cases of Cotard syndrome. The other 55% of patients are presented with delusions of immortality, that they can't die.
That's not a good one to have at all.
That shit is wild.
And also, like, I'm not trying to be crass here by any shape or form, but like the person that thinks all of their internal organs are gone, couldn't you just like go get them an x-ray or some shit and be like, hey, look, dummy, you have them all.
Yeah, but I feel like they'd be like, well, this is fake, you know?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
Like you're pulling a fast one on me.
You're right. You're okay. You still owe us $2,500 for the x-ray.
Yeah. Hey. Okay, this is called Capgras delusion or Capgras syndrome, psychiatric disorder in which a person holds the delusion that a friend, a spouse, a parent, or other close family members or pet has been replaced by an identical imposter.
Yeah, but I feel like that shit's real.
Capgras delusion is classified as a delusional misidentification syndrome, a class of belief that involves the misidentification of people, places, or objects. It can occur in acute, transient, or chronic forms, cases in which the patient holds the belief that time has been warped or substituted have also been reported.
You know what's even weirder than that, Steve? I think this is probably one of the weirdest ones of them all, is how your own brain and vision lie to you. You know what I'm talking about?
Like
you see yourself completely different than other people see you.
That's crazy that you just said that, because I just pulled up. I didn't know what this specific one was, so I pulled it up. It's the Fragile syndrome is a rare disorder in which a person holds a delusional belief that different people are in fact a single person who changes their appearance or is in disguise.
That's a reptilian.
Yeah.
And Dylan, that's also what we call meth heads. Hmm. That disorder is proven.
What is that? Monothematic delusion. Delusional state that concerns only one particular topic. Hmm. The human brain is weird.
What? That's fucking crazy. This one right here, Steve.
Hold on. Dissociative identity disorder changes physical parts of the body, like eye color and such. Even one claimed the identity. See?
That's fucked up, dude.
What is happening with the human brain?
That's what I'm saying. That's so, like, I would like to see some, like, hard documented cases of that.
Here's one. Alice in Wonderland syndrome, also known as Todd syndrome, is a rare neurological condition that causes distortions in perception, particularly of the body and surrounding objects. A distorted sense of time. Individuals may experience episodes where their body or parts of their body appear larger or smaller than normal, where objects around them seem to change in size or distance. These distortions can also affect time perception, making it feel like time is speeding up or slowing down. One day they just wake up and have like a giant arm, like a ludicrous video.
And you're sitting there talking to him. I'm like, hey, Steve, your arm's not that big. And you're like, yeah, watch. You purposely knock everything over on the counter. Like, see how big my arm is.
Just start punching mailboxes and stuff. How can you not see this, Kyle?
I think eventually I just go, yeah, you're right. Your arm's huge.
I don't know what like got me onto this, but I was thinking about it the other day, and there's foreign accent syndrome where you wake up and you just sound like you're from like France or some shit.
That's awesome. Please. I hope you get that.
Wee wee.
I hope every day you wake up and it's just a new accent.
Oh God, it'd be so hard to learn.
It'd be so cool.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure that my wife said her dad didn't know a lick of Spanish, but when he would speak Spanish in his sleep.
That's awesome. How does that happen?
I don't know.
Here's Otto Brewery syndrome. Known as gut fermentation syndrome, strange medical condition where a person experiences intoxication from alcohol through abnormal gut fermentation in the small intestines caused by an overgrowth of a specific type of fungus. The gut produces alcohol out of regular food and drinks containing carbohydrates, yeast, and bacteria. That's so they gross. Just get sloshed, just existing.
That sucks.
Foreign accent syndrome. Oh, that's fucked. Stone man syndrome. Fibrodysplasia. A rare condition wherein the body's connective tissue slowly turns into bones. That's not like a brain disorder, but still wild.
I don't think I've heard of that.
There was some other ones. I just went down that rabbit hole not too long ago looking at like rare diseases and stuff, and prions made me think of it. But yeah, being a human is pretty weird.
Yeah. I think about the one where you basically lie to yourself when you see yourself. Your brain does anyways. It views you as differently than what the people around you do.
So I'm not as handsome as I think I am.
Or maybe you're more.
Oh, well, goddamn.
Double-edged sword, man.
Don't mind if I do. I got to catch up on the chat now. People who think they're someone else.
I also find it crazy that there are people that believe so much so that they have blue eyes that their eyes can change to blue through the multiple personality shit. Or they believe that they're diabetic and then, yeah, I'm diabetic now. But then when you're back to the other one, you don't have, you're not diabetic anymore.
That's
crazy.
That's wild. Like,
I feel like that's some type of like almost reverse of what it means to be like a monk.
Like, it's almost like your brain is in control of your physical attributes.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, maybe it's, maybe that is true.
Try it, Steve. Try turning your eyes purple.
Is it working?
No, it's not working.
Dang it. Dang it. Scary one is people who believe their loved ones have been swapped with imposters when they see them, but if they can see them and only hear them, then they know it's their loved ones. Hey, the Hat Man's here. Where you been, Hat Man?
Chilling.
It's even like wilder where the people think that their pets have been replaced with imposter pets.
To me, that's just petty.
Kyle's got the puns tonight.
I'm not even trying.
It is petty when your pet is replaced with an imposter pet. It's two for two tonight.
Yeah, I don't even know. I'm not even meaning to do them. They're just coming out.
Maybe that's like some sort of syndrome where everything you say is a pun.
Good. I get that one, and you get the
one where I just automatically get diabetes. I just think about it, and I get it.
No, the changing accents. That's what I want you to have. I don't want you to have diabetes.
I almost said "arr," but a pirate's not an accent.
It technically is.
I wish I had a pirate accent.
Me too.
It'd be sick.
With that guy in Dodgeball.
I'm not reading that out loud, Dev. Oh. Yar. Wilford Brimley enters the chat. We have devolved into diabetic pirates at this point.
That sucks.
It has come full circle.
How do you think it sounds if you were to use a French accent mimicking pirates? Like how would French say "yar"?
They were probably French pirates, right?
I don't know.
I feel like yes.
I feel like though eventually if you get adopted onto the pirate ship, then you just automatically start to speak pirate.
Yeah, you immediately get a peg leg and an eye patch, so you automatically have like your...
Right, hang on, Steve, we got cut a little off and stab you in the eye.
Yeah. So you're not, once you step foot on the pirate ship, you're not Australian anymore, you're not French anymore, you're not American anymore, you're pirate.
You're pirate. I like that.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
You're just pirate. Everything before that doesn't exist.
Yeah, I like that.
Would he be a Caribbean pirate if he was a pirate of the Caribbean? Not a French pirate?
I don't know.
Just saying.
That one confused me. My brain is not on all cylinders right now.
They were in New Orleans and Galveston. Yarr.
Yeah, we're trying to like figure out. Me and Steve are, you guys are confusing. Steve and I are on the right road. You guys have derailed this time.
We would have to be land pirates though, because we're both kind of not gonna do the ocean.
Yeah, so we just build a boat that has wheels. That's what we do. That's the move. Dylan could probably build it for us.
Yeah, like a Mad Max.
Yeah.
Only it's a boat with wheels.
Yeah.
A car, if you will.
No, it's a boat with wheels.
It's a boat with wheels.
Yeah, because it's got to be shaped like a boat.
And a sail.
Well, of course.
Just hope we don't encounter any, like, mountains or hills.
Why? It has wheels. We can go up the road.
How much wind would you need to...
No, it's going to be a car. Like, it has a motor in it. Yeah, we just build a boat on it.
If we're pirates on land, do we still get pirate accents?
Yeah, because we're pirates. We've already concluded that once you become a pirate, you speak pirate.
True.
See? True.
They make car boats. No.
No, we got to have like a real pirate ship.
We're not looking for a car boat. We're looking for a land ship.
It's that dude. That's nailed it right there. Land ship. That's a good one.
I'm the captain now.
That's a good one. I think it's flawless.
Yeah, I do too.
We can sleep in hammocks and shit.
Yes. I mean, why wouldn't we? Honestly. I don't know why I don't now. Land pirate can have a specific accent for sure. My first truck was named the Black Pearl.
Solid.
I do like movies. My first car was almost a land ship. It was huge. Oh,
basically. Technically, yeah. Like if we were to build a boat on that, that makes sense.
Yeah. It would take like you could fit three sails on that easy.
Yeah.
Sounds like someone has a prion sickness. Yeah, you're probably right. What are we even talking about? We don't know. We derailed about, I'm going to say about 36 minutes ago. Yeah. And we haven't been back on course since.
Hey, it's been fun though.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
We're talking about.
It's a well-deserved laugh. I think Okay. Everybody needs a little bit of joy in their life.
We got to talking about prion diseases, which then led to weird brain syndromes, which led to foreign accent syndrome, which led to pirate accents, which led to wanting to be a pirate but hating the ocean, which led to land ships.
Yeah, see, it once the dots are laid out and you can connect them, then you got to figure it out too.
See, it's easy. Yeah. Simple. Oh yeah, throw in Twiz's blacklight posters.
That's true.
That's the best arc of the night.
Oh, what if we just have Dylan wire up a spotlight, but it's a blacklight spotlight, and the sails are giant blacklight posters?
Yeah, I feel like it's the only way.
Yeah. Oh, and then we can just name it. Then we can just name the ship the Knight Rider, because then we'll only be able to go out at night, because that's the only way you're going to see the black light illuminate the awesome sails.
Yeah. Makes no sense. Such as human conversation. Yeah, that's true. What do pirates eat other than rum and coconuts?
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Be a lot of long days. I think we're stubborn enough to get the job done.
I don't like either one of those that much.
I mean, if it's all we got.
Yeah. I'll just stay in the hammock.
All right.
I avoid disease by being drunk all the time. Oh,
that is pretty much how they did it.
Yeah, you're right. So that's about that time. It's about that time.
It's pretty close.
We'll probably end it with land ships. We started off not bad. AI police force summoning UFOs, liquefying human bodies, cockroach coffee.
Yeah, that's about the turn.
It's been a smorgasbord.
Right in that section.
It's been a smorgasbord of information that you all are privy to now.
That's true. It's going to be a lot for the whole cult to digest this round.
The cockroach coffee or the episode?
Oh, the whole thing. It's a lot of information.
Yes. That's why we're here, to bring it to you.
Yeah.
But before we leave, everybody hit the like button, the subscribe button, the notification bell. We're steady growing that YouTube channel. We got to get the shorts going again. I've fell off on that for a while, but we're getting re-locked in. Everything's settled. We're gonna get back to cockroach. I'm not looking up cockroach milk.
Yeah. Currently, me and Brother Drown are on 612, so that's going to hurt.
Yeah.
I'm already tired. I'm 3 days in.
Those are 12s are long days, doing 2 and 3 in a row, 6 in a row.
I hate 8-hour days.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? We're going to have to talk about that next night shift. Who they're paying to milk cockroaches, because I feel like you have to have tiny hands. Okay,
me.
But anyway, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for bearing with our just stream of consciousness tonight.
That's a good way of putting that.
We appreciate you all hanging out with us. Love you guys. And everybody be safe the rest of the work week. So until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and just keep your eye out for the AI police force. Don't trust them.